Eric Hutchings is a Republican representing Kearns in the Utah House. He supports a bill that would allow voters to choose whether they want their personal details from state election records to be public. Last year, a website bought personal information for 1.5 million Utah voters and posted it on the web. Hutchings says that kind of data is fodder for thieves like the ones who stole his identity.
They had everything, my birthday, my social security, my address, my cell phone number. They had everything. We have to protect the people and keep the confidence in the people that the government is not going to put them in a vulnerable position.
Republican Becky Edwards represents North Salt Lake. Her bill would automatically exempt those personal details from public disclosure laws unless the voter opts in. She says the legislation would protect voters from scam artists. It also would shield victims of domestic violence. Edwards says Utahns want these protections.
I believe strongly that an individual should not have to trade in their constitutional right to vote in order to ensure their right to privacy.
Democratic Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck cast one of two no votes on the bill. Instead, she supports voter information legislation by Democratic Senator Karen Main. House lawmakers are expected to debate that bill soon.
I believe that the other bill that we will have an opportunity to hear addresses what I believe is the main challenge, which is what happens to this information and how does the government sell this outright.
A coalition of Utah newspapers and broadcast outlets also supports Main's bill. It would ban the sale of voter lists to anyone except political parties, researchers, and journalists. The coalition opposes Edwards' bill. Judy Fays, KUER News.